Go to suburban Framingham, Massachusetts, and you see signs of the Brazilian community just about everywhere. You can shop in immigrant-owned stores, listen to Portuguese language radio, and read Portuguese language newspapers. But Brazilian immigrants need to learn English to succeed, even in Framingham. Fortunately, the city offers free English language classes. Unfortunately, though, the classes are so popular, immigrants have to enter a lottery just to get in. Here's Eduardo de Oliveira of Feet in Two Worlds, which brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio.
It's a freezing winter night in Framingham. 600 immigrants are jammed into the cafeteria at a local middle school. Many wear heavy coats, some came direct from work and are still wearing their uniforms. While kids run around the cafeteria tables, their parents fill out forms to enter the lottery. All are here to try to get entry into the free English as a second language classes being offered. But the majority will go home disappointed.
We want to say, first of all, we are sorry. We will not have enough space for everyone who is here. This lottery is the fairest way for us to get people into class.
Christine Taiba runs the ESL program. She's been with it since it started 25 years ago. The classes used to be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. Taiba started the lottery in 2002 when she noticed prospective students were sleeping on the sidewalk outside the school the night before enrollment day. This evening, her instructions are being translated into five languages. Most of the people entering this lottery speak Portuguese.
Antes de mais nada, pedimos desculpa por não ter lugar para cada de vocês.
Framingham has been a destination for immigrants as far back as the 19th century. But in the past 10 years, it's become a magnet for Brazilians. Today, a third of the town's 67,000 residents are from Brazil. Luciane Campos is one of them. She sits at a cafeteria table filling out a form for the ESL lottery. Luciane is in her 40s and migrated from Brazil 3 years ago, but she speaks no English. She relies on pickup work like babysitting. She realized she needs to learn English in order to get anywhere.
Aqui é importante porque sem inglês a gente não resolve nada, né?
Luciane says if you don't speak the language, you can't do a lot of things. It's hard to communicate and work. When you know a language, you have more opportunities in life. English is the universal language. Tonight, Karen Masala is one of the lucky ones. She's a Brazilian immigrant who actually won the lottery in two previous years. But both times she had to drop out because of a hectic work schedule. Now, with the economy in such bad shape, Karen is working less, so she thinks she'll be able to stick with the classes this time. Karen says she's embarrassed that she doesn't speak English.
Eu fui parada pela polícia recentemente, entendeu? E eu tenho certeza que me atrapalhou pouco eu não saber.
The police stopped me recently because one of the lights on my car wasn't working. I couldn't understand enough of what the cop said. I felt a little bit humiliated.
Luciane Campos hears her name announced in the lottery.
Tô muito feliz, sabe? Já tava perdendo as minhas esperanças agora.
Luciane says she's happy because she was beginning to lose hope. Some Brazilian immigrants have already lost hope. The Brazilian Immigrant Center in Boston estimates that in the past 2 years, more than 15,000 Brazilians have left Massachusetts and moved back home. Most of the Brazilian immigrants who remain are without legal status. They have no job security and no benefits. So learning English and adding that to their skill set is even more critical. In fact, more Brazilians showed up for this year's lottery than last year's, which means there may be a silver lining to this bad economy after all. As one Brazilian told me, some people used to work two jobs. Now they're only working one, so they may have more time to study English. For The World, I'm Eduardo de Oliveira, Framingham, Massachusetts.
Feet in Two Worlds is a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.